Just mute your mic, Marcus, if you're not talking. Have you let everybody into the meeting room now? Out of the meeting room, Jonathan?
Yes, we've got lots of attendees all coming in now. So if we want to get started.
Sure, okay. So we're dead on 12 o'clock, guys. Welcome to the first session of our quarterly AM user groups. Really excited to kick this off as our first proper event for this, and we're going to be doing these, as it says in the title, quarterly. The reason we've picked end of May is so that we could nicely go on to the sort of end of August period and then end of November, missing the self-assessment tax return period and jumping back in straight after that next February. So a good time to get going with it. Obviously, we've all been in lockdown, and so it's been an opportunity for us to pull a few things together and make sure that we can communicate with our audience in an effective way. We were thinking originally about doing events. However, what better opportunity than to do it across a Zoom webinar? So we've had a few hundred registrants for the webinar today, which is a fantastic turnout. And I'm going to be talking through some of the things that have been going on in Accountancy Manager, as well as some of the things for the future. So as I'm sure most of you are aware, I'll just introduce myself properly, which is I'm James Byrne. I'm CEO and founder of Accountancy Manager. And today we're joined by Marcus Bellis, Head of Sales, Liston Lane, one of our support specialists, and Jonathan Stobart, who is our marketing manager and just so happened to work in an accountancy practice previously. So a quick introduction then about AM. For those of you that aren't aware, I think it's a nice opportunity to bring a few of you guys into how it all came about. So built in the heart of an accountancy practice alongside my colleagues, we needed a solution for five main pain points, if you like. And these were maintaining the client database, which was stored in one place, easily accessible by all members of staff in the cloud. To easily onboard new clients, removing the need for a manual process. And a system which automatically maintained the task list for compliance tasks in particular, without the need for manually organizing it. And four, we've got to automatically request the information for completing tasks alongside with chasing clients for missing information such as those UTR numbers and company house authorization codes. And finally, to give staff the ability to communicate effectively with each other through sending notifications. So that's kind of how the whole thing started off. And since then, we've been developing based on user feedback. So my experience previously came as working in a practice, as suggested there. It came about from my father, who introduced me to the accountancy profession. He was a senior district HMRC senior tax inspector, and he set up a firm in 97, and I joined him in 2010. And since then, in growing the firm, it meant we needed a need for a cloud-based solution, and looking across the board, we couldn't find anything that ticked all of the boxes that we were looking for, and that's why we went ahead and built Accountancy Manager. So a bit of history then. We're now entering our fourth year. We've had over 5,000 accountants and bookkeepers try out AM. The ones who are still with us and receiving all the benefits AM has to offer are the ones that were brave enough to put AM at the heart of their practice and extend AM's benefits to their clients, and whose staff embrace that change. One of those firms, a 25 years of practice, said only in a webinar with us last week that they save at least 150 hours per month using AM, which is a huge saving, and obviously made us feel really warm inside that we're able to have that sort of an impact across accountancy practices across the UK. And another single user practice for the smaller users out there said that he'd saved 15 to 20 hours per month. And that, you know, that is another massive time saving for those single users out there. He also said to us that he felt that it had taken the place of another member of staff and avoided him needing to take on more staff at that moment in time by using Accountancy Manager. So some really great results from the system. In our first year, we won Practice Management Software of the Year through Accounting Excellence, and in years two and three, we won Practice Management Software of the Year, bagging two Lucre Awards. So really, really pleased with the success that we'd achieved over that period, and that was thanks to a lot of you guys voting for us and letting everybody know how Accountancy Manager had helped you. So we hope to win an award this year in the Accounting Excellence category. I believe they've actually just moved their award ceremony to February next year now due to the current situation. And obviously that's a bit down to you guys. So no pressure on you. And obviously winning these awards has reassured us we're doing the right thing for the accounting community and allows us to invest in improvements you see happening in such a quick succession, which are all driven by you guys. So we've moved from a team of two to a team of 20 during that time. And as you might expect, that meant we experienced some growth pains in our first couple of years, which have hampered new developments for a period of time. We were unable to deliver the integrations when promised. In particular, as I'm sure a lot of you are aware, the QuickBooks and Xero integrations. Obviously, Xero now being live and QuickBooks is very close behind, and we'll talk about that a bit more as we go through the session. We saw what was holding us back, and since then we've increased our development team by more than 50% and built a solid infrastructure allowing us to power forward with integrations, plus add lots of new developments in the pipeline. We now have the largest development team across our competitors and have learned lessons from those first couple of years, which puts us in good stead for the future. Xero is obviously now being released, as I've just said, and QuickBooks is in the final stages before entering beta testing. I'm proud of where we started, and it's only been possible because of the accounting community. So presently then brings us up to the present, and now in a position to take on more user feedback and continue to improve the system as focus on integrations and a few new features. And our new approach is to release version one or of new or improved features to give you a feel for them, to give us the opportunity then to listen to your feedback to see where you want those changes to happen and how you might like them improved. Obviously, by having version ones, it means we can release things nice and quickly for you guys and then go ahead and make changes based on the feedback we receive. So that ensures that obviously we're giving you guys what you want rather than what we think you want. And immediate new features to give you guys some insight as to sort of what we're looking at bringing out now and what we're bringing out in the immediate future and what we're bringing out a bit further on from there. So I'll talk in terms of sort of now to 3 months, and then we'll talk a little bit about what might be happening between 3 to 6 months and then the 6 to 12 month period as well. And hopefully you guys will be pleased to hear some of these changes that are going on. So we'll start off at the very top of our list in the immediate new features, and QuickBooks is right up there. It's way down the development list now, as I've already said, and we're close to putting it into the beta testing stage. Those guys who did do some Xero beta testing for us will be aware that it only took us a matter of weeks from that beta testing to put it live across the whole system. So we hope for the same experience there with the QuickBooks integration. We've got client contact tab being created in the client file. So version one's to be released in the very near future. You should be seeing that coming out in the next couple of weeks. And The reason I mention it as a version one is because we plan to do a lot more with that feature, bringing in additional company house details and things onto that contact list. But for now, it will give you guys the opportunity to enter those additional contacts. We've also got client portal document folders to mirror those that you've created. And one of the big features that we're working on at the moment is task target dates. Now, for those of you that have been with us for some time, you'll remember that we had start date in at a point in time, and we took that out, and it's been heavily requested that we have some form of target date rather than having to work to the deadline dates, allowing you guys to set your own target dates. And so that's exactly what is happening at the moment. There's some cool sort of defaults around that target date where it can be set so that it's you can set how many weeks you want the target date to show after maybe the records have been received, as you might expect. So really looking forward to getting that feature finished, tested and released as soon as we can. Bulk document downloads as well is something that we're going to be bringing out in the near future. And we've also got annual renewal fees as well that we're going to be working on. So just to sort of interject, I guess, I'm just going to let you guys know there is the chat box there. I didn't do any housekeeping at the beginning, so I apologize. There is the chat box down the bottom. So if you guys do want to start throwing questions out there, I am going to be going through the topics that we're going to talk about in particular throughout this session, and then I'll break it down into those topics. So we're going to be starting with integrations anyway. So if people have got questions around integrations that they want to start sticking into the chat box, that's absolutely fine. As I sort of read through some of these other feature developments that we're working on, and then if you guys want to fire some questions in, and we'll get Jonathan to ask them to me as we go through. So what else have we got then? Immediate improvements. So what I just talked through there were new features, and I'm going to talk now a little bit about some of the immediate improvements. So what we're trying to do is always have some new features coming out as well as improving the existing system, so that we're kind of tackling both sides of the coin. And some of those immediate improvements include reassigning tasks globally. So when changing the staff task assignment, as well as ability to send a notification when a progress note has been updated. Revisions to the AML risk assessment form are going to be made as well. The email all ability to remove duplicate emails. So I know that obviously the way that we built the system is that you have your self-assessment client and you have your company client. And what that causes sometimes can be an issue if you're doing an email all off the client list, where you have emails being sent to the client twice, basically. So we're going to bring in an improvement there to remove those duplicate emails, and we're also going to be improving the task messenger feature as well. For those of you that have noticed it there, it's not that prominent, but it is an opportunity to have a chat log around a particular task that you're working on with your other team members. And so we're going to be making some improvements there as well, again off the back of, I guess, remote working and making sure that the system works really nicely for those internal communication tools. So in the future then, what are we looking at doing in the future? We've got in the next 3 to 6 months, so not too far away, we've got integrations with GoProposal and Practice Ignition, which are in the early stages of discussions. I've been speaking with James Ashford, I've been speaking with Trent McLaren. Some of you may know that some discussions took part last year with James Ashford and GoProposal, and due to restructuring our development team and growing it, we had to put that on hold while we sorted a few of the bits and pieces out. And so now I've got a call scheduled with another call scheduled with James in June, and we're looking to put that into the following quarter in terms of developing it and having it released. All the planning's actually already been done because we did it last year, so it should be quite a straightforward, streamlined process when we actually come to put that in place. Integration with Zapier as well is another feature in the next 3 to 6 months. Our dev team lead's already been researching the Zapier integration and how that would work. So that will be coming in the next 3 to 6 months as well. In particular, around things like communication tools is where we'll be focusing the Zapier integration. Although I'd love to hear from you guys in a moment when we jump on to integrations and what it is you guys would like from that. Improved reporting functionality as well. So a lot of you, I know, would like to see additional reporting features in Accountancy Manager. It's something that we want to bring out to you guys. So we're going to be working a bit more on that too. And it may be that we reach out and gather a bit more information off some of you guys if you want to provide information to us around some particular reporting tools that you might like, then we can focus on those. And the way that we work as we should really is when bringing things into our roadmap, we make sure that, especially when it comes to specifics, that it's based on what the majority of our audience wants to have in there. And that's what we're going to be focused on. So in the next 6 to 12 months, we've got a rework of the task list and workflow abilities coming out. It's quite a big overhaul of the way that things are being done currently. So to bring in some really cool new features is going to take us a bit of time. The project has began at its basic level, and it was something that we had to put on hold last year, and then we've come back to. But quite excited to get that one out the door. But we need to make sure we do it properly. As with all of our developments, have to go through severe testing, especially areas of the system like the task list, which interacts, as a lot of you will know, with so many other places in Accountancy Manager. We want to bring a timer to be shown on the task list as well, which will be part of that reworking of the task list and workflow. We're going to bring out recurring invoices and two other companies that I've been talking to, which some of you will be happy to hear, is Sage and Wolters Kluwer CCH, and some integrations are going to be taking place with those guys as well. And in the sort of over the 12-month marker, we're looking at bringing in more integration work around Companies House with documents and filing, and also improving the CRM functions for prospects. So when you've got prospects, bringing them through that process and getting them on board in Accountancy Manager. So some really cool things on the horizon in terms of what's happening now, what's been happening in the past, and what we've got coming in the future. So I hope that gives you guys all a bit of insight. And so after giving you guys that rundown, we have a list of topics, as I mentioned, to work through. So if your query relates to that topic, please drop a question in the chat and we'll try to get those answered for you. If you have specific support questions which relate to setting things up, please direct them to the support team by email or give them a call. Okay, so let's get started. Our first topic, as I've mentioned, is on integrations. And Jonathan, is there a few questions that you want to jump in and just ask me directly?
Yeah, I suppose the majority of the questions that we received, you've already covered off, to be honest with you. We had people asking about QuickBooks, GoProposal integration, so obviously you've covered that. Something that was asked that we haven't mentioned thus far was about how to work Accountancy Manager with Google Drive and to improve work and email response times using AM data. I was wondering if you could come back to Emily on that one, please.
Yeah, sure. And regarding the Google Drive side of things, I mean, we've kind of seen it as a way that you can obviously download any Google Drive documents into the Word formats or Excel formats and then re-upload them into Accountancy Manager as a document, which obviously deals with that's that side of getting documents across from the Google Drive into Accountancy Manager. If people are looking for further functionality there, obviously if we had a massive response to a Google Drive integration and how people, you know, would like that to work, it'd be good to hear back on that.
Excellent. James.
Was it just on Google Drive there, Jonathan, that we wanted
to do? Yeah, that's the only integration. Of course, if anybody's got any further questions, feel free to use the chat box and we'll pick them up from there. But for now, let's move on to notifications, because we've had a couple of questions come in about notifications. And perhaps, listen, I'll come to you for Jamie's question, and that's about bulk deleting outstanding red tasks, which, Jamie, for that, we believe you mean outstanding notifications. But Liston, could you just quickly explain how to bulk delete outstanding notifications?
Yeah, absolutely, Jonathan. So we've recently updated how notifications work in Accounts Manager. And so you've got a notification manager. So if you navigate to your notification bar and select manage notifications, you'll be able to select multiple notifications. The red ones will actually be highlighted red as well, and do a bulk action, which will involve, you know, archiving, marking as unread, and so on. So that would be the best way to get rid of those red notifications on the page.
Excellent. Thanks, Liston. Again, for any more specific inquiries, if you want that working through, feel free to get in contact with the support team, and Liston and his colleagues will be able to help you with that further. So another question on notifications, James, I'll come to you for Mandy's question. And Mandy's asked if there's a way to adjust the frequency of the "it has been 6 weeks since this client's provided their records" notifications.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a funny one, because that was a feature that we had in the earlier days, and it got taken out and then placed back in. And what it does, for those of you that weren't aware of it and almost certainly are now, is that you receive a notification if it's been over 6 weeks since the records were received, which I think is a great feature. The issue, I think, came that people are being reminded every single day then that's overdue. And so it's actually, I took that to the development team and asked them if we could just have the single reminder to start off with. If people want that to be regular, then we can look at in bringing in some settings. But for now, we're going to just strip it back so that you just get the one reminder. If you've had the records for more than 6 weeks, you'll get sent a notification, and then you won't continually get those notifications on a daily basis. So that's being dealt with, and already is in code review as well.
Excellent. I'm just going to pick up a live question that's coming from Farouk. It's and Farouk's asked, what size practices make up the bulk of our customer base? James, if you could perhaps just give a bit of an outline on our customers.
Yeah, sure. So the majority of our practices are sort of 3 to 10 user practices, but we have a decent number of the sort of 10 to 30 range as well. As I've said, you know, one of our advocates, if you like, of Accountancy Manager, who jumped on a webinar with us last week, mentioned that as a 25 user practice that they've rolled out, and that they're looking to do a merger as well, I believe. And currently is 25 users, that, you know, they're saving 150 hours a month. But if we look at the smaller ones, like I say, our sort of, if you like, our target audience is the sort of 3 to 10 user, although a lot of people pick up the benefit as single users, because if you haven't got the team on board there to help you, you know, with all the administration, it's an obvious pick to use something like Accountancy Manager to save you having to take on more staff earlier than you need to. But that gives you an idea, I think, of the sort of ranges in terms of in practice number of users that seem to appeal, that Accountancy Manager seems to appeal to.
Excellent. Thanks, James. So the next question is about communicating with clients. So, of course, this is an area over the past couple of months where we've seen a rapid increase in accountants talking to their clients. In particular, the mass email function has been used quite significantly. So David Ash has asked a question about mass emails and asking about clients with more than one company who are using the same email address. Is there the possibility to have a merge function, or is it on the horizon?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I said a bit earlier on, with one of the roadmap items on there is actually to have the ability to remove duplicates off the email all feature. Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks, James. I've got another question here about pre-populated email subject headings when using canned emails. Just wondering if that's possible at all, James. So can I come to you for that one, please?
Sure. So as it stands, we don't have the ability to change the subject heading unless if it's an automated email that's coming out of Accountancy Manager, then the subject heading is predetermined. However, it is on the roadmap to allow you guys to go ahead and alter that subject heading to something that might be more relevant or works better for your practice and the way that you want to communicate with your clients. We've got quite a lot of questions coming, Jonathan, as well on the chat. I'm wondering if you can get through any of those on a bit further down.
Yes, certainly. Just looking at Susan's question: can clients use the portal to upload documents and change the information we have on them without signing the terms?
No. So the reason the terms of engagement need to be signed before sort of, you know, transferring documents between you and your clients is really from a GDPR perspective, just to make sure that you've got each other's approval really to be sharing these documents with each other and ensuring that there is terms between the practice and the client, before sharing that documentation. That's why we've kind of set it up so that a letter of engagement, they have to have sort of moved from prospect to client before sharing documentation through the portal. I mean, obviously in the meantime, you could use emails to be sharing information, but the idea is with Accountancy Manager is that certainly once they've come on board, that you use the GDPR compliant, secure portal.
Excellent, thanks, James. Got a question from Elliot here. Is there a way we can both the manager and the partner can receive the same email notification if a document is signed or uploaded by a client?
Both the manager and the partner can receive the email notification. Listen, that might be one for you.
So I'll take this one, James. Unfortunately, no. The partner is there purely just as a reference. The manager is sort of the main person dealing with that client. So they're currently the only person who will receive the notification for anything along those lines.
Thanks, Liston.
Excellent. James, I'm going to come back to you for a question that we had in advance about company branding improvements, and just wondering if there's anything about improving the facility for users to improve their branding.
Yeah, okay. So I'm quite interested to hear from the audience here as well, and maybe in the chat box if people want to sort of give us a yes if this is something which appeals, because we've looked at the development time on it. We know it can be done, and I'd be really intrigued to find out if it's something that's being highly asked for from our users. So the query here is at the moment you can embed the HTML onto your website so that you have a login page to Accountancy Manager for your clients. And to set that up, you'd need to contact support, and they'll assist you with going through that process. Now, some requests have come in around the sort of branding as just being mentioned there. And that means a case of changing the URL and in that sense, white labeling Accountancy Manager so that it actually has your practice name on it for when your clients are logging in. Now, that's something which we've had a couple of requests for, but not a mass request for. But if, for instance, and this is one of the good reasons for the user groups, is if we get a lot of people on the user group saying, yes, we'd really like that feature, then we can boost that up our roadmap and make it happen. And so if that's something that you guys want, please do give us all a bit of a nudge on the chat features. Watching quite a few coming in there. Yes, yeah,
that seems to be a yes then, James.
Yeah, we've got quite a lot coming in.
It's a great idea.
Okay, that's good. On that basis, then, I will go back to the dev team lead. Like I say, it was already on the roadmap, but it was a little bit down the way. So I'm going to boost that up. I know the development time on it isn't humongous. And if it's something that a lot of you guys would feel is beneficial to you and the relationship then that you're having with your clients, then absolutely, you know, I'd be more than happy to get that put in place.
Yeah, that definitely looks like one for the to-do list, James. That's a good response.
So it will be, so just to respond to Elliot there, I think, you know, you've sort of gone against the flow there, which is absolutely fine. But what I'd say is absolutely, if you just want to keep it as it is, you know, you won't be forced into this white labeling. This will be an optional, an optional way. You know, if you want to have that feature, then it'll be something that you can utilize if you wish. And just having a look, let me just have a look through, Jonathan, there, just the last couple of ones. So Liston, just a quick one for you there. It would be good if we could, so this is from Richard. Thanks, Richard. It would be good if we could have an indication of whether the client has actually downloaded documents from the portal. Is this possible?
So currently you don't receive a notification if they download anything. It's only when something's been signed.
Okay, thanks, Liston. So I think then, I mean, if that was, you know, again, if we wanted to put something in place like that, it would need to be a request if you want to know when the clients are downloaded. So it's something we could have a look at. And what I'd suggest to everybody on the group is to make sure that you send in you send in on the feature request board if you particularly want something, especially some of the things we're talking about here, because if we get a group of you coming in and saying that you particularly want that feature, for example, and we can't, you know, I'm not going to do a poll on every single one that we go through, as well, you know, we'll be here all day, but certainly if, you know, to have a notification when your client's actually downloaded a document, if that's something that's heavily requested and wanted, then please do put that through the feature requests. We've also got on there, document view it in portal would be good rather than having to download to view. I think, Liston, am I right in thinking that's a bit dependent on the browser, or is that only on the accountant side?
So you can't, so when you go into it doesn't matter regardless on browser, you can't actually see the document until you've downloaded it. So I think what that question is asking for is being able to view it in the browser itself rather than, you know, having to download the document to open it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it could be an option we could look at. I mean, what we have to be careful of, you know, so everybody's aware is when we're doing developments, obviously there's nice to haves, which would obviously be nice maybe to view the document without having to click download first and then pull it up, which can then be viewed in the browser, for example. And we have to be careful to focus on the life-changing features, if you like, which are going to really be saving you, you know, a humongous amount of time. Now, obviously, every practice is going to be different, and it may well be that something like that to a particular practice, you know, takes a bit longer for one reason or another. So again, you know, that'd be a request. Rowan, you've asked for us to post the feature request link. Do you think we could send out as an email maybe to everybody that's registered the feature request link, Jonathan, as after at the end of our session?
No problem at all. Can do that.
There is a feature request email, if that's useful.
Oh, go for it, Liston. Yeah, go on.
The feature request email is just feature request@accountancymanager.co.uk. So all those requests will come through to us. So then, you know, the team will be able to go through them and see how many people want certain things.
That's great. Just say it one more time for everybody.
Yep. feature request@accountancymanager.co.uk.
Perfect. Okay, so what I want to do then, I'm just going to have a quick scan of a few more of some of those chats coming in. But if we want to try and get through on some of the other topics as well, otherwise we'll run out of time. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, Jonathan, we've sort of covered off notifications, haven't we? I'm just going to jump on to communication with clients briefly as a point. And I know that we had a question in from David Asher, mass emails, clients Oh, we've already covered that, sorry. We've already covered David's one, and just having a look through there as well. Yeah, and we've covered that one as well. Okay, so we'll jump on to here. Okay, client portal, under the client portal. So we've got a query in here, documents loaded under the client. Are these visible to the client? Okay, so only if you make them visible, Liston, is my thinking. Am I right?
That's absolutely correct, yeah. So you can set them to be hidden, or you know, you can set them to be visible. And again, if you wanted them to be visible and e-signable, you can do that in the same place.
Okay, great. Yeah. Is there anything else around the client portal? I'd like to have a quick sort of, you know, 3 or 4 minutes on the client portal. If there's any chats that want to come in on the client portal, I apologize if you've put something in a bit further up, but if I can see them at the bottom of the chat, if there's anything specific around client portal, it'd be good to know what you've got. If anything, otherwise I'll move on to the next item, which will be the task list. Cindy, you've said, can you make it possible to send a registration link from the client? Can you make it possible to send a registration? Do you mean to the client, Cindy?
James, sorry, if I don't mind picking that one up. Yeah, I believe my understanding of that question was that being able to send the registration link from the client's file. So, because currently you have to go to clients and then people, not register on portal, and do it that way. So I believe Cindy's probably asking for the ability to send it directly from the client's file.
Okay, which is currently not an option.
It's currently not an option.
Okay, so and that's found in people, isn't it? Under the under tools people.
Clients people, yeah, absolutely.
Clients people, okay. So, I mean, it's not currently something that we've got in there. Again, if it was, you know, heavily requested from there, then it might be something we'd look at, but obviously the feature is already available to send it. And it does say, obviously, on the client, I guess, and maybe this is what's prompted it, Cindy. It does obviously say if the client's not registered on the portal, on the client file, and maybe I see you're thinking now where you might think, well, just being able to click and say send registration link to client might be a nice feature to have. So we'll take that on board, certainly, and I'll have a look at that in a bit more detail. Could documents that don't, from Jamie, could documents that don't need signing, sorry, I lost my way because I was just checking the time. Jamie, there you are. Could documents that don't need signing be viewable at the same time? Could documents that don't need at the same time as documents, as signed documents that are sent together? Don't need signing. Yeah, if it doesn't need signing, then you can, am I right in thinking again, Liston? If it doesn't need signing, you can still select to have the document viewed without having to sign it, or am I wrong?
Yeah, so if you upload a document for, just to make it just for viewable, that's fine. And the only instance is that you'd have to, you know, you wouldn't be able to see it at the same time as the signed document. You'd have to do one at a time. That's the only downfall there. So you would go in, look at the document you'd need to look at first, and then if you're happy to, you could then go on to sign the document you needed to sign.
Okay. And I know there was a query in there as well about it'd be good if I think Sharon said it's hard to help clients when you can't see what they say, and a user guide with screenshots would be helpful. So Liston, we have created some videos around this, haven't we, that are now available online?
Yeah, so there are videos available online for the client portal. What I would also suggest is if you are unsure as to what your client is experiencing, create yourself as a client on Accountancy Manager using your personal email address and go through the same process, you know, because then you'll become the expert of your own portal, effectively.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Register, sign letters of engagement, see the portal as a client would see, and then, you know, go from there.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's certainly worth going in and putting yourself down as a client to, use a personal email address and go through that process to see how that looks so that you can easily talk your clients through it as well. Just having a look through a couple more. I'm We good to get an email. Okay, so for the portal, so Louise, you've said for the portal, it'd be good to get an email from the system to say a client has uploaded a document, because you don't have AM open every day of, you know, every day to see the red bell. I mean, my obvious advice at that, you know, for that, I would say is to have AM open throughout the day. If I remember working, you know, when I was working in the practice and we had AM up and running in the early stages, and I know how that practice now works as well, I don't think any of them would be able to be as productive as they are if they didn't have account. They, you know, a lot of firms I know have two screens, but even if you've only got the one screen, if you've got two, I'd have AM up on the right-hand side throughout the day. You know, it really should act as a sort of foundation of what's going on in your practice. We had a two user customer who messaged us last week saying that they didn't feel like they'd got the full functionality out of Accountancy Manager, and that the reason behind that was because they hadn't added all of their users on, and they took their firm up to their full size, which was actually a 25 user practice. So they went from 2 to 25 users and realized that by using the whole system, you know, combined and having it there on a daily basis, that's sort of your reference point, is obviously a really handy, you know, well, it's kind of essential. It's not even handy. I'd say it's essential to have Accountancy Manager running on a sort of day-to-day basis up on your screen.
And James, sorry, if I could just come in on that one as well. When a document is uploaded by the client, you can actually receive an email, but it's the client manager that would receive that email. There's a setting in, I believe it's account settings, and then if you scroll down, it's on the left-hand side. It'll enable the client manager to receive an email instead of having to have a notification all the time.
Thanks, Liston. Just having a look at a couple more then we'll jump on to the next one, because I'm conscious of time. Integration with Virtual Cabinet. I say Virtual Cabinet is on the radar. It's something that we've sort of gone back and forth with, to trying to decide whether or not there's a major benefit there. Again, if a Virtual Cabinet integration is a heavily requested feature by a lot of the users on here, I'd please ask you to send in that as a feature request, because we just haven't really had enough requests for it to sort of go ahead and put that in the roadmap. Tasks. Okay, fine. I think we'll jump on to the task list so that we get to cover a few more points. I think what we might have to we're not got too many more to cover, but it might be, and this is obviously our first AM user group, it may well be that we need to sort of probably break out some of the features into certain user groups. It's just every 3 months with the development progress that we're now making, I really like the idea of trying to cover as much as we can, especially, you know, for things that we're in the process of building or coming on the horizon, to let you guys have your say. And it might be maybe that we restructure things slightly so that we make sure that the things that are coming in the 3 to 6 month period, we have in a user group beforehand to allow you guys to maybe re-steer that direction of where we're headed with it. So we'll look at that too. But I'll jump onto the task list, which I feel is, you know, might eat a bit of time here. So I know that we had an email, a message, from Matthew Hunt that said, you know, group complete tasks. Well, I mean, you know, we've gone through the group complete, and obviously, you know, you've got the option to go through and complete as you go through the task list, and you can filter that as well. Andrew Morrison, task module potential improvements. So we're obviously aware that improvements could be made to the task list, and we're already working on this. One of the features around the corner, as I've already mentioned, is target dates, which I think a lot of you guys are going to feel really beneficial. I just want to make sure that everybody who's put items in the chat, what we'll try and do is we'll try and go through these afterwards, I think, as well. So anything that we've missed off there, we'll try and get responses back to everybody, so that everybody's being heard. I guess, you know, when we've got, you know, over 100 people on this particular group, you know, trying to get through everything is a challenge. So we'll do our best to get back to everybody as well. So what else have we got here? like to see in internal deadlines from Manaf for tasks. So that, you know, internal deadlines, well, that's I believe that's tackling the whole target dates point. And I know we've got you can task client to be visible from client's individual portal rather than having to go through the task tab. So you can obviously view the client-specific task by navigating to the client file itself and clicking on deadlines and then view tasks. So you can get to the task specific to a client from the client portal if you just click on the deadlines tab. And we've got pull as well, having to leave client page to go to tasks. Can't they be linked? Again, I believe this is dealt with what I've mentioned above there. So if that's not the case, you know, do let us know. So just having a look then, as I've gone through some of those, I'll just have another look through the chat here around tasks. I talked to us the more functions on agenda. Very limited task progress notes. So Manaf, you've mentioned about the limitation on the task progress notes. If you're referring to what you can automatically select, if you like, when you click the edit option, then that's obviously been pre-populated, but you can add, you can obviously add manual progress notes into the field as well. One of the big sort of overhauls of the task system that's been worked on is the workflow, is being able to add workflows to individual to a parent task, if you like, and also we've got what was I going to mention around the workflow. It's gone out of my mind. It was just one of the settings I wanted to mention to you guys, which is if you've got a prep task and you've got a submission task, there is a settings option to go and turn off the prep task so that you're just left with the prep with the submission. And usually I find that it's the smaller user customers that don't like to have that in there necessarily, because they don't have other team members that are maybe doing different jobs, where you've got one person doing the prep and somebody else doing the submission. So for the smaller users, it is an option to turn off the prep task in settings and just contact support to work out how to go through and do that. So just a couple more then on here. Expand the progress note box. Okay, yeah, I hear you, Sarah. Certainly something that we could have a look at, and I will put it down on the notes for when we're putting more time into the task list and workflow development that we're working on. Is it still possible to have latest action updated so that you can show the accounts and CT is filed? Currently, it's one filed and one waiting. Liston, are you clear on this one? So Cindy said, is it possible to have the latest action updated so that you can show the accounts and CT is filed? Currently, it's one filed and one waiting.
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but if Cindy could get that through to us, and I'll be happy to look at it sort of in a bit more detail for her.
Sure. Okay, thanks, Liston. Yeah, Cindy, please fire a message across the support. And that's the same for everybody on here that feels like if there's the odd question that's not being answered and they want to get a message across to support, obviously they're more than happy to help with any queries that you might have. Yeah, of course you can add tasks such as complete annual AML checks. You can set up manual, you know, just because we've got the compliance tasks which we've automated in the system, that's not to say that you can't set up manual recurring tasks or custom recurring tasks. You can create custom services and as well if you wish to. So you could create a custom service for that specific one, and you could have a frequency so that it's repeating on a particular time. The system is very customizable if you want to add more in the way that you want to make it work for your practice. So that's either through custom service or recurring toast or recurring tasks, you know, both work for that. So what I'm going to do then is I'm going to jump on to talk a bit about about time logging. So I know we had a question in from Anna, how to search number of hours spent on client, and you can export all the time and use Excel to filter for specific clients. And to do this, you navigate to time and export time. If I'm sure there's probably quite a lot potentially of people that want to spend more time on the time logging or would like to see further development on time logging and possibly the profitability side as well. They're two areas that we're going to be heavily focusing on along the way. And it'd be good to hear from you guys the kind of things that you're looking for. You know, those practices that aren't logging time because they don't charge for time, I understand that. But what I'd also, you know, recommend is that to use the profitability feature, you're going to need to know how much time your staff users are spending on particular tasks, and then obviously being able to see how profitable your clients are, especially if you're charging monthly fees rather than fixed fees, then that's going to be a really useful feature to have. So is there anything else around there, or is there, I mean, Marcus, did you want to jump on? Have you got a couple of queries that had come in that you wanted to talk about? I think there were some queries around pricing and stuff as well that I thought we should touch on.
So I've had a couple of queries around pricing, especially for smaller, newer practices. Now, one of the things that we do at Accountancy Manager is try and encourage people to come on board and try and help practices grow. So with that in mind, we have a number of offers to get people through their first year. Now it's fantastic, and we're always looking to try and help those people. And just to go on to another question that was asked, that was about whether we've got any price increases and cheekily in brackets decreases planned in the near future. Now, since inception over 3 years ago, Accountancy Manager hasn't changed any of its prices. People forget about the offers that we give, because when we come back and say, oh, by the way, your first year's now come to an end, so you're putting your prices up. We don't. They've been the same all along. You just got a fantastic discount that you forgot about a year ago, which is fine. We totally get it. But with that in mind, as far as I'm aware, please don't shoot me, James, but we've got no plans to change anything imminently. But if anybody's ever struggling with anything with an Accountancy Manager, all we ask is that you talk to us, because we want to help where we can, but equally only if we can. Hopefully that makes sense.
Thanks, Marcus. Thanks for that. So, I mean, we're quite close to our hour now, so we've covered quite a bit there. I mean, it'd be interesting to see if there's any other topics or pieces of information or bits of information that people want to bring up and talk about. Or Jonathan, if you've got anything there that you think's particularly relevant that you've seen on the chat. Obviously, we've had, you know, so many chats coming, you know, so many chat conversations coming through. I don't know if you've got anything that you feel is particularly relevant and you know we think could be answered at this point.
There's been a few. There's been lots and lots of questions, but uh-huh. I think some questions have been answered in a roundabout way by other people. I just want to reiterate what James said in regards to, if you don't feel like you've asked a question, it hasn't been answered, please do get in touch with the support team, and we'll be happy to help. Really, I think, you know, I'm conscious about the time. If there's anything burning that people want to ask now, I think let's open up to the group, and this is your opportunity to ask a question. We'll try and have a look at it before the 1 o'clock finish.
Yeah, and while people are maybe sending those questions, I'm just going to let everybody know that that we've decided to run a mental health session on the 2nd of June, and it's open to anybody. This is not Accountancy Manager promotion. This is purely just trying to do something good for the community, and we've got a couple of some top speakers basically coming on board, and they, some of them are linked into the sort of accountancy profession, but that's not to say that it's that we've got a therapist on there as well. And for your clients, you're welcome to invite those guys onto the session for the mental health session. We'll give you guys all the links, we'll send them all out, and for obviously all of you guys on the group and all of our customers will be welcome to join that session, and we'll be promoting it across social media and we'll get that information over to you guys. But 2nd of June, what's the time on 2nd of June, Jonathan, just to remind me?
1 o'clock
on Tuesday is when the event's being held. Like I say, we've got some great speakers on there, and we'll send out those details tomorrow, I think, is the plan, isn't it, Jonathan? A little bit short notice, yeah. But to get all those speakers together at the same time was a challenge. So that's what we've gone for. And hopefully a lot of you guys will see some benefit there. So you've got some questions coming, Jonathan. Have we got some there that want
to
be answered?
Yeah, so Jamie's just asked, can you run a report to see clients with no fee amount stated? We need to update old clients where they were imported to run a projection of fees.
James, do you mind if I take this one?
Please do.
Yeah, so you can run a report. Absolutely. This is on one of my favourite pages on Accountancy Manager. It's the client list. You can add a filter to show which clients have which services, and if you've got a fee associated with those services, it will also display the fee. So then you can go through and see which clients are blank and which clients have fees. And then you'll be able to sort of make amendments from there. But the client page is a great place. The client list is a great place to run reports for information that's missing or information that you want to double check for, you know, specific client types or specific services. That's the place to be.
Great. Thanks, Liston. Any other quick questions that we want to answer in the last couple of minutes? Is there anything else that we wanted to mention, Jonathan, while we've got people on the group? Or have we covered it? I think the main thing was making sure that we'd mentioned the mental health session that we're putting on.
The mental health session we're really excited about, and obviously just wanted to invite everybody to that. You'll see details of it anyway. Mm-hmm. I suppose we're always looking for feedback. If there's anything that you want to hear from us, please do let us know. If there's anything you want to see in our monthly communications that we send out to our newsletters, again, feel free to let us know. We're happy to have a look at that.
Selena, I see you've got a message come in there just about the QuickBooks integration. So for those of you that have used the Xero integration, it's very, very similar in the way the whole thing is put together. So it's going to sync all of your client data. You know, there's a certain number of fields, and as long as the APIs have been available in QuickBooks for us to sync that data, it will be a two-way sync across both sides. Again, you know, one of the big reasons that we took a lot longer with our Xero and QuickBooks integrations than we wanted to was because we are the only practice management product that has two-way sync for invoicing, and we're doing the same process with QuickBooks as we have for Xero. So that, I mean, that's going to be wonderful, because that's not only for the invoicing to make that easier and to choose which product you want to use, but if you're using QuickBooks to do your invoicing, you can pull all that information into Accountancy Manager, and then you'll be able to use those profitability tools, which are going to be essential for running your business. No problem, Selena. And Kathy. We'll do this as a last one, and then we can probably close. So is it possible to have some indication on the e-sign-up page as to what's been signed, i.e. tax return or accounts, as we just print the page and not the whole document? Liston, is that one you can jump on? Do you want me to read it out again?
Yeah, please, if you can.
Is it possible, so how... I'm guessing two. Is it possible to have some indication on the e-signed page as to what's been signed, i.e. tax return or accounts, as we just print the page and it's not the whole document?
Okay, so it's potentially something we could look at to add just the title of the document onto the e-sign page. But again, it'd be something we'd have to run through the development team, James.
Yeah, okay. Because one of the things I'll be doing as we close this session is I'm going to take the chats. We'll look through We'll look through if there's been items in there which, say, as we've discussed, aren't being developed or even are being developed, but we think we can improve on that development from some of the comments that have been put in here, then we will build them in to that roadmap if we can see the benefits there. So, I mean, one of the great things about running these user groups, again, is we're really trying to hand over some power back to you guys to allow you to continue shaping Accountancy Manager. And as I've said, you know, the reason we've sort of held off doing this for a little bit of time is because of the growth of our development team and getting the infrastructure right so that we can actually take on some of this feedback and continue to develop the system based on what you guys want. And that's what we've done in little chunks. We certainly did it at the beginning. We've then done it in little chunks along the way. And now we're in a position to start firing on a few more cylinders. And so really excited for the next stage of where we're headed and to allow you guys to help us shape it. And it'd be great to see a lot of you back on the next group that we'll hold in August. I think anything else that comes in now, because we've just hit the 1 o'clock mark and I'm conscious of time and that everybody's probably got another Zoom meeting to be jumping onto. So I'll wrap it up. I want to thank everybody who's given us their time today to come on board, and hopefully we've given you an opportunity to have a voice and to speak, you know, freely about, you know, what you'd like to see an Accountancy Manager and where we can help you. Thank you to Liston and Marcus and Jonathan as well for joining us on the panel. And we'll drop an email out certainly with the mental health panel discussion that we're going to be doing, and also get back to some of you guys on some support questions. But if you feel like you haven't heard from us and we've maybe missed a support question, please jump onto the support team, get in touch with them. They're a fantastic bunch of guys, and they'll deal with your problems for you. So thanks everybody for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks guys. See you now.
Bye now.